praying for you, bro.
Hey, thanks.
All right.
Appreciate
good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Best wishes for Jaguars offensive line coach George Yarno. The announcement came today that he has been diagnosed with cancer. Certainly our thoughts with Yarno and his family as well. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini, J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars wrapped up the first week of organized team activity practices today, but of course, all thoughts with George Yarno. Gus Bradley and the players spoke about Yarno after practice.
He's confident in the treatment plan. Felt really good at the initial part of it and so the plan that the doctors have, and he's actually excited about it, you know, about getting after this battle that he's at.
He's the hard ass, you know, he's a guy that's going to fight it. So, you know, I know he's going to have a hard few months and everything, but we're going to be behind him the whole time. And, you know, every single prayer I have is going to be for him, and, you know, he's going to get through it.
I guess when he told us, we were all kind of like, oh, well, we know something's wrong. He's usually not like that. He's, you know, he's usually the funniest guy in the room and super outgoing. But it was good to know that everything afterwards was positive and, you know, where it's going to go and how it's going to be taken care of. So, like I said, we're going to focus on that. And, you know, I always think thinking positive can heal itself.
Bradley added that Yarno had some positive news about some possible treatment options. He'll be around the team when he can. And when he is absent, assistant offensive line coach Luke Butkus will lead that room. Now to the practice field today for the third of 10 OTA practices for the Jaguars. A little shorter of a practice this afternoon before the rain came in. Still no Chris Clemons at practice today, but Bradley said that he's 98% certain they'd see him on Monday for the fourth practice out of 10. Second-year wide receiver Ace Sanders held off to the side as a precaution today, had his upper left leg wrapped after practice yesterday. And three rookies missed Thursday's practice attending the NFLPA rookie premiere in Los Angeles. The top three picks, Blake Bortles, Marquise Lee, and Allen Robinson, all gone for the day. They're expected back next week. We turn our focus today to the defensive line, and a major goal for this organization in the offseason was to help the depth up front and help guys like Tyson Alualu, Derek Marks, and Roy Miller get some time off during games. They were playing a lot of snaps last year. It started in free agency. They brought in veterans Red Bryant and Ziggy Hood to help in the trenches. Hood said today that he was impressed with how this Jaguars front office targeted a need in the offseason.
Coach did a good job of scouting out, you know, picking me, Red. You know, we just been blessed with another opportunity to play, and we're going to take it and run with it. I mean, we're doing good in practice, and I think it shows out there on the film, you know, as we go through it.
We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. And I know, John, you wrote about the defensive line this morning mm-hmm. and had a chance to visit with some of these new faces, but had a really good chance to visit with Todd Wash, who had some thoughts about this unit.
Well, and I asked him the other day, you had to be the happiest guy in the organization in March. And he was like, yeah, maybe. But he said they wanted to do a few things. They wanted to get bigger. They wanted to get deeper. And they wanted to create competition. Competition and depth is sort of the same thing. But they really feel like they're deeper on the defensive front. And we've written about it all off season. They felt like they played too many plays up front. Guys like Derek Marks and Tyson Alualu, 900, 700 plays in Seattle. They got maybe a little over 600 for one player. That's more where they want to be. And if there's a theme with the defense and defensive front that we've harped on, they have to be deep, and they wanted to have more guys in the rotation. They feel like they've got that.
They got bigger for sure. Red Bryant is a right. large human being, there's no doubt.
And that's key. And as soon as I said that to Todd Wash, he said, and so is Ziggy Hood.
That's right.
It's kind of a two-way thing there. They feel like they're better. They wanted to get bigger and stronger against the run. They feel like that'll help the pass rush. They feel like they're better on the defensive front.
Away from football, really mm-hmm. the news of the day today was the announcement that George Yarno has been diagnosed with cancer. We were in the locker room. We heard from some guys earlier in the show today, but what do you take away from this?
Well, first of all, there's a limit to what we know, and that's by design. George deserves his privacy, and this is not something that you ever want to be talking about in our situation, obviously. And the offensive linemen, concerned for their coach. They know he's a strong guy. Whenever he's in the room and whenever he's not, they're going to approach it the same way. And his presence from when he's in the room will resonate when he's not. And, you know, I don't know what the impression I got from the offensive lineman was today beyond we want to be there for him. We respect this guy. He matters to us. Let's go out and do the job.
And finally, John, back to the field. Mm-hmm. You know, the first week of OTAs are done. 3 out of 10 practices are in the books. Three more coming next week. What can we expect then?
Well, I think you mentioned earlier, we all know what the storyline is going to be.
You bet.
Is Chris Clemens here? And it's voluntary, it's OTAs, but the team would really like him here for these final, what is it, seven practices and some minicamp practices after that. And plus, Blake Bortles getting back, Marquise Lee getting back, Allen Robinson getting back. They were gone today, but ideally you want your rookie class here for the last 2 or 3 weeks to get ready for training camp.
Well done, John. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, JP.
Now, of course, one topic we haven't heard a lot about this offseason is Maurice Jones-Drew is no longer with the Jaguars, but senior correspondent Brian Sexton says fans might miss number 32 emotionally, but they won't miss him on the field.
You probably won't miss Maurice Jones-Drew this week or next. He wouldn't have been here anyway. His off-seasons were spent away from the cameras, working to shed the 20 or more pounds he always packed on. But will you miss him when the season starts in September? Well, not on the field. You see, Pocket Hercules was actually a mini Earl Campbell, and the record shows that power backs with speed last about 4 seasons. Campbell had 4 magnificent campaigns for the Oilers, averaging better than 4.6 per carry in his 6 years in Houston. MJD was the man in Jacksonville for 5 seasons and had 3 at 4.5 per carry and was working on a 4th in 2012 before he hurt his foot out in Oakland. Both were highlight machines, scoring more than 70 career touchdowns, and each led the NFL in rushing at least once. And when they were done, used up, no tread left on the tire, it was painfully obvious. Toby Gerhart runs the same way, but without the blazing speed. He's the kind of back who'll break a tackle and turn a 5-yard run into a 15-yarder, but he's not likely to take it the distance. That's what the Jags are hoping Denard Robinson or Storm Johnson can provide. The future at the running back spot league-wide is by committee, unless, of course, you have Adrian Peterson. The Jaguars will be more effective with a better offensive line and younger legs in the backfield. Surely they'll give you more than 3.4 per carry. I hope Maurice has more success in Oakland than Earl did in New Orleans, where he ran for 1,579 yards and 9 touchdowns over his final 4 NFL seasons. History shows that's what the Raiders can expect, which is why the Jags moved on.
Thanks, Brian. Week 1 of OTAs is in the book. That's it for this week on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini.